So that's probably with Paul Warren. Paul, congratulations. We stand here again, and you're smiling. You've won. Good performance. Tell us what you made of it.
Yeah, well, I thought we started pretty well. We tried to hug it up a little bit, if I'm honest. We tried to put it in behind him and make the centre-half turn. And, you know, I had young Jerry Yates up top for his like starting debut. I thought he was outstanding and caused them problems. So, obviously, to get a goal so early on, it felt like it was too early to score. It doesn't sound like a proper coach, I suppose, but I'm thinking, oh, that might get him revved up a bit. Then, obviously, the sending off, and I thought Norwich came into it a bit then. And I thought, you know, they kept having corners, free kicks, and, you know, put us under a bit of pressure. And then at half-time, I told the lads, you know, I questioned them whether they were brave enough to, you know, see it through. In the second half, I thought we played really well. I thought we had better chances. I know Norwich, obviously, down at 10 men. They had some free kicks and corners and all that. But I thought, overall, we deserved the win.
Jerry's goal. Very emotional. It's his first league start. He's had some bad personal news that we know about.
Yeah.
Great performance, wasn't it, throughout?
I mean, I joked with the lads on the bench saying, well, if Wardy's worth X amount, God knows what Jerry will be worth if he plays like that every week. I mean, I think it's really refreshing to have a young lad, you know, a local lad in the team who's prepared to run around that much. And that I'm well aware of my relationship with the fans here. The fans just appreciate hard work. I know they do probably at every club, but... And we said to Jerry before the game, look, there's no pressure on you, mate. You're playing against Closer, who's, I think, the best centre-half in the league. So, you know, you're not expected. But he was a constant thorn. And, you know, I spoke to Ruddy when he came off the goalkeeper. He shook my hand and said, look, Warnie, the team is... They've been brilliant for you today. Their work ethic and all that, you deserve to win. And I think that was epitomised by Jerry's efforts. I thought he led the line really well against two, you know... It's not easy to lead the line on your own when you haven't got a partner as well. And he just kept going and... You know, respect for that, because he's ultimately responsible for his fitness levels. He trains with us all the time and that, but you know, the way they live away from the ground and all that, how much sleep they get in, you know, we can't control that. So, you know, utmost respect for, he hasn't been in the team, but he's kept himself in a shape which he should be proud of.
Adeyemi supported him quite well as well in that role just behind.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that's a pretty hard role because you're running massive distances. So, you know, if I had the GPS data on him today, I think that Adeyemi probably covered the most blades of grass. And I did think he supported him really well. I thought my midfield was set up good. And I asked my back four to be gladiators and just not concede. They didn't. They cheated the system. They conceded, didn't they? But they'd done enough to get us over the line. So I'm proud throughout the team.
The good thing I saw, and you have seen, your two centre-halves, Broadfoot and Woody, they are experienced, and they were putting bodies on the line, legs on the line, heads on the line. It was just a good combative performance towards the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I picked them, to be fair. I told them I was putting the old dogs in today, and I just wanted them. I like my centre-halves to have, you know, ugly faces, broken noses, you know, and that maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like my midfield to be able to run. I like my strikers to hassle everything, and I like my defenders just be ugly. And if I kick it out of the ground, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered about that. I have to understand the level we're at. We haven't got the ability of other teams, but we've got the heart. And sometimes, you know, the intangible works. And I think today, you know, the heart and soul was enough to beat a very good team.
Danny Ward wasn't in the squad. People are going to put two and two together and make four. First thing... Yeah. Is he injured, and have you had any offers for him?
Yeah, he's twinged his back. We have had offers of three teams, I think. We've had interest off about eight or nine teams, but you know, until the money's where myself and the chairman believe he's worth, then it's not for sale. I mean, he sent us a video clip today, which I put on the team meeting for the lads, motivating them to perform. It was rubbish, though, if I'm honest. He should work harder at his video clips. But he'll be in training Monday, and he'll be available for the squad at Newcastle next week.
And just finally... Yep. The incomings, you've potentially mentioned maybe a couple of new faces in
there. Yeah, well, I think we need strengthening. I mean, even today, we've got Frex is out for another couple of weeks, so that's good news. He'll be back, Wardy will be back, but we are trying to sign, like, you know, three or four signers to really help this team to the end of the season.